Right, where I am is Transmission Gully, and I've actually arrived at a spot called Rangatira Road, and Rangatira Road is just by the Collins Street Bridge. Now, why is this so important? Well, I think I better stop talking and talk to a guy called Ben Patrick. How are you this morning, Ben?
I'm very well, thank you.
Now, you're the Southern Zone manager.
Yes, I am, yes.
Okay, so you're in charge of, looking after these bridges that's going over over the current State Highway 1. Now, this is a pretty important sort of bridge, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly is. We've got a number of bridges down here which actually go over the State Highway 1 alignment. They're obviously sections of the bridges that need to be built so that they can get on and off the transmission of the alignment.
So how tricky is it to build these mammoth structures so close to a really busy motorway?
Yeah, it is. It's quite challenging. Each of the bridges have their own sort of unique challenges, and live traffic sort of adds a number of additional risks and complexity to our construction. We develop and undertake a number of comprehensive risk reviews and other tools to ensure that we identify all our hazards and undertake ensure that sort of controls are put in place to protect our people and the community. We use our TG Safety Essentials, which are a set of rules that stipulate our minimum working requirements around live traffic. And at a high level, this involves working to an NZTA site-specific traffic management plan, reducing speed limits and installing concrete barriers to protect work crews from vehicle impact. A lot of time has been put in by the team to make sure that we're planning of all the traffic stages to ensure the interchange can be structured in a safe and productive manner and make sure we have limited effect on the community.
Now, I've heard that these bridges are throwing up some rather unique challenges in their construction. Why is that? It's not like they're really long spans, or are they?
The bridges in Kenepuru Interchange aren't large bridges, no. But the size of the bridge doesn't necessarily classify how difficult the bridge is going to be to construct. So with regards to Bridge 25 and 27, which are our largest bridges down here, they're four-span Super T bridges, approximately 130 metres long each. And these bridges, their difficulty is around the interface with live traffic, making sure that we keep the State Highway 1 operational and with the four lanes operating throughout construction, the community interface and the poor ground conditions, lack of construction space, and also the design of the bridges for seismic requirements in the Wellington region. All the bridges not only have to be designed to withstand vehicle loadings, but it's also have to design to withstand an 8.1 magnitude earthquake. So just an example of some challenges that we've had down here with regards to those bridges, in particular, and Bridge 26, which is the one over Collins Ave, is the piling works. It's definitely been the most technically challenging piling works of my career, and all the bridges down here, including Bridge 28, which is the bridge that goes on the Kenepuru Link Road down over the Kiri Rail North Island main trunk line, they have sleeves around the piles. And on two of the bridges, these sleeves are actually cascading, so the smaller diameter of the sleeves are down the bottom and larger up the top. And these sleeves are designed to form an annulus around the piles, which allow the bridges to move during seismic events. And they also can accommodate lateral movement from the earth during seismic events as well.
An annulus? What on earth is an annulus?
An annulus is primarily just a void that gets formed around the actual pile itself so that it can actually move inside itself.
So the sleeve doesn't move, but the pile does.
That's correct.
And so it can bang against the side of the sleeve?
No, they're spaced adequately so that there wouldn't be any touch, any movement, or it wouldn't make contact with the side of the sleeve, because those sleeves are also designed to move laterally if the earth shifts during a seismic event as well. They're being specifically calculated and designed to accommodate those movements.
Golly, this is just astounding stuff, really. And it's extraordinary. So as far as the planning goes, sorry, this is not off our list of questions, but how long has it taken actually to get the planning right for these bridges?
I've been on the project now for just over 2.5 years, and we've been planning from day dot. We've had a huge amount of interface, particularly down in my zone down here. I had to coordinate multiple disciplines, so there's an interface between the structures team. We have five structures down here. There's a civil team, which are doing a monumentous effort and facilitating the works for the bridge structures. And then we've got an MSC wall team as well that comes in and actually builds a lot of the bridge abutments and so forth. So there's a huge amount of planning between all of those three main disciplines that are working down here. And I suppose that's been going on for over 2 years.
That's extraordinary. Look, we'll find out more about these bridges because they're the ones that we see the most as you're driving to and from Wellington. Because as you're driving through the motorway at the moment, you can actually see there's some actual platforms being put on top of some of the piling work. So we'll talk to Ben again and find out some more about these incredible bridges that are going to be going over what is existing State Highway 1 motorway. I'm Crispy, out and about in the sunshine on the Transmission Gully Project. Boy, what a project it is. For the best little radio station around, Beach FM 106.3.